This ties into our Catch the Vision motto and theory that we've been following for the last 10, 12 years, basically. And the whole point is to provide opportunities for the residents and the visitors and guests to come out and meet people, to just have a good time and have some fun in the summertime. And it's going to be Saturday, August the 3rd. And it's our annual community day at Lions Field Recreation Area from 10 in the morning till 10 in the evening.
Now, I've had an opportunity to be a part of this, and we'll be part of it again this year. Over the years, as we've seen sort of the evolution of Lions Field and the park there, the whole area, this is really where you like to show off the hard work that's gone into it, isn't it?
Well, it is. It's one of the events. You know, we've got a car show that we do at the mall. We've got a Christmas program. We do some wintertime activities at the ice rink at Lions Field, and basically it's just one of the amenities that this current township board,
yes,
and former township boards have tried to bring the community together, basically with various activities to get people out, to get to know their neighbors, and to have an opportunity other than conflict to kind of get together.
I like that. I like the way of looking at that. So what's going to be happening? What's going on at the event?
Well, it's going to be following the same format that we've generally followed. We've got lots of great music, as you mentioned. You and your group, Flatbroke, are going to be there.
Happy to be back.
A number of other musical options to be enjoyed throughout the day. Super One is going to be back again this year. However, they expanded their offerings, and they're going to be there for the entire operation from 10
wow.
to 10, providing food as they did last year. So there'll be plenty of food and good camaraderie for folks. On the adult side, we've got the softball tournament is going on. We've got the fire department will be there. The sheriff's department will be there. Various pieces of emergency equipment, so you can take a look at what's being offered by the township and
yeah.
have a chance to meet some of the folks that may be coming to your location
mm-hmm.
For either something good or something bad. But at any event, we'll be there. On the kiddie side, for the kids, we've got three large inflatables.
We'll bounce be there. House type things.
Yeah, yeah. Well, no, we're avoiding the bounce house because that got to be a little bit troublesome with kids bumping into each other. We've got the slide. We've got the pirate ship. We've got the obstacle course, and those will be set up on the ice rink. So we've got a little bit of control there with the younger kids not getting away from parents and things such as that.
What's the hours? What's going to be happening?
Well, it's from 10 o'clock in the morning
yep.
until 10 o'clock in the evening. The softball tournament basically goes all day. The food goes all day. The music starts early and runs all the way through 10 o'clock with varying different kinds of music being offered for, listening pleasure in all kinds of different venues. As I mentioned, the sheriff's department will be there. State police will be there doing their child identification program again. We're going to have, let's see, my God, there's all kinds of things. Double Trouble will be there. We're going to have New Attitudes will be there. The dancers will be doing some exhibits, basically, mm-hmm. of their skills. We'll have the ice cream truck will be there again. It's just lots of activities for the whole family, basically. But, again, this is not a dog-friendly event. We do have some of the kids and some of the parents in the past that are deathly afraid of dogs, so please leave your dog at home. This isn't a place for your dog. So there's going to be quite a variety of music, quite a variety of activities. Come for a while, go do something else, come back. It's a fun time. If folks hear this and want a little more detail, go to our website, www.marquettetownship.org. We've got the flyer up there with all the activities on it, and if you have any questions, give us a call at the office, 228-6220.